you know what?
Today's daf is Daf Lamed Dalet. We're holding on Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis, right up the one line above the bottom. So the last thing we learned in the Mishnah was that Kol Mitzvot Aseh, Shazman Gorma, anything where the mitzvah is dependent on time, then Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Pturot, the Mishnah says, so the women are not Chayavot. And then it goes on to say, V'Kol Mitzvot Aseh, She'in Azman Gorma, Echad Anashim, V'Echad Anashim Chayavot. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita, Ezoi Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Grama, can you give me now examples of mitzvot aseh that are indeed time-dependent mitzvot? Well, yes, sukkah, or lulav, shofar, and tzitzit, which is only a mitzvah in the day. Now, obviously, there may be some issues that are associated with these, about whether, in fact, they are mitzvot aseh shazman grama, tefillin, and ezu mitzvot aseh shelo azman grama. How about an example of some others? Well, we have mezuzah, ma'akeh, avedah, shiluach hakein. So all of these things are independent of time. Ask the Gemara, is this really a klalahu? Is this klal reliable? What about, for instance, hare matzah? So over there we know women are chayavot to eat matzah. How about simcha, the mitzvah of simcha baregel, which is a din in the regal, and therefore it's a zman gorma, and yet nashim are actually chayavot. Or how about the mitzvah of hakel, where it says beferush in the pasuk, nashim v'taf. Well, all of those cases would be examples of mitzvah tasech zman gorma, and nonetheless, nashim chayavot, beferush nashim do have to be mekayim those mitzvot. And how then do you explain the klal in the Mishnah that says Kol Mitzvah Taseh Shazman Gorma? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, look, the rule is that Ein Lemeidim Min HaKlalot, we cannot take a rule which seems to be including everything and say that it implies all such cases, because there are always Yotzim Min HaKlal. And this is even true where, as part of the klal, it lists exceptions. Afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz, even if it says beside such and such a case, you still cannot be medayik that all other cases are included in the klal. So even though it's mashma that is trying to say something very precise, the halacha is that the chachamim, when they saw things that were making patterns, they would create that pattern, and even though they said chutz, they did not mean it to be an all-inclusive or an only pattern. The reason that they said chutz in this particular case is because this is what they were being Isaac in, or whatever the situation may be, but it was not meant to be definitive. And I'll prove it to you. The Tanan, take a look at Beferish Mishnah Erevin. It says, Barkol Ma'arvin. You can use anything at all to make an Eruv, and this would include both Eruvei Chatzerot, which allow you to carry in places where you have more than one ownership in Rishut HaYachid, and Eruvei Techumim, where you want to go outside of the Tchum, so you want to be Koveya, your Mokom of Shvita, a place that is more distant, so that you can start from there counting the Tchum. Of course, it costs you on the other direction, but it allows it to extend in the direction where it is. Umishtatfim, you can use any kind of food to also create a shituf mivaot, which is the equivalent of eruvei chatzirot, except that eruvei chatzirot make different homes within a single chatzir, one rishos, and a shitufei mivaot make different chatzirot that open up to the same alleyway, a mavui, a single rishos. Chutz min hamayim u'melach, you cannot use water, you cannot use salt, because these have no nourishment, and therefore they're not considered to be an extension of the place where you are to make your home in. In any event, is that really true? Vetuleka, they're not things other than mayim and melach that are not suitable for eruvin and for shitufim. Doesn't it say, I mean, why, ika kemehinu pitriot? The halacha is that mushrooms and various fungi cannot be used either. They're too not considered to be nourishing. So you see, Ella, and Lamedim and Aklalot, Afilu B'Makom Shema Bachutz, and therefore here too in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says Aklal, it clearly was not including all of the mitzvahs, and of course, Matzah, Simcha, Hakel, or anything else you may come up with is not a kasha on the Mishnah, because generally speaking, the pattern is an important pattern that a mitzvah says, say, Shazman Gorman, only Shazman Gorman, Nashim are Chayavot, Inazman Gorman, Nashim are Piturot. Furthermore, we learn in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Taseh Shazman Gorman, Nashim Piturot, and we never explained where the source of that is. Minolan. Answers the Gemara, Gamar, we learn out a Mamatzino from Tefillin. Ma Tefillin is a Mitzvah Taseh Shazman Gorman. V'nashim p'turot, as we're going to see, afkom mitzvata say shazman gorma, nashim are p'turot. And tefillin, how do we know that tefillin are a mitzvah that nashim are p'turot? Gomar la mitalmud Torah, since the mitzvah of tefillin is written together with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Kriyat Shema, so fishinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, and continues ukshartam la'ot ayadecha, v'ayulatot afot b'neinecha. So we're comparing now the Vilimatem of the Limut Torah to the Dinim of the Ot of the Tefillin. Therefore, Ma Talmud Torah Nashim Pturot, just like women are Pturot, as we said earlier in Daf Chavtet, from the Pasuk Vilimatem Otam Et Binechem, and not Binotechem, and although Rashi does say over here, from Vishinantam Levanecha Velo Levinotecha, which is not exactly what we quoted earlier, which gives the Achronim some room for discussion. But in any event, just like we know for a fact that Nashim are Pturot there, so too for Tefillin they're Pturot. And we take the common denominator here, the idea of the model that Tefillin are Pturot, rather, as a Mamatzinu, that any place that we have something similar to Tefillin, Nashim are Pturot. Says the Gemara, well, why in the world would you compare Tefillin to Talmud Torah when you can compare Talmud Torah to the mezuzah? So Nakish Tefillin the mezuzah, and let us learn that just like women are chayavot in mezuzah, which is a mitzvah, as we said a moment ago, so too women should be chayav or chayavot also in Tefillin. So why not do it the other way? Because, says the Gemara, Tefillin et Talmud Torah itkish, bein beparasha rishona, bein beparasha shnia. The Torah compares in the parasha rishon of Shema Yisrael. So there it says, Vishinantam levanecha, ukshartam laot ayadecha. And also in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, Vayayim Shamoa, there too it says, ukshartam otam laot ayadchem, vilimatem otam et benechem. Whereas Tefillin is only compared to mezuzah in the first parasha. But b'parasha shniya lo yitkish. There the Torah does not make mention of mezuzot beitecha because there's another posik of Talmud Torah v'limatem otam, which is a hefsik between the posik of tefillin and the posik of mezuzah. So it's only after the posik of limatem where it says uchtavtam ha-mezuzot beitecha. And therefore, it's not considered to be a hekesh. Ask the Gemara, why indeed would a woman be chayevet b'mezuzah, as you've been saying? The halacha is that the mezuzah, I would have thought, is no different than the tefillin, because it's also written, as we just pointed out, right next to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In which case, the same way we compare tefillin to Talmud Torah, we can be nakish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. And let us say that in the same way that nashim are pterot from Talmud Torah, they're pterot from mezuzah. Lo sakadaitach. No, that's not a good hava amina. Dichtiv, because when it comes to the kiyum of mezuzah, it says, Leman yirbuyim echem. So why does it say that? So that you should understand that what does this mean? Gavre boichai, noshi lo boichai. The Torah is going to give you a mitzvah in which it's only for men so that they can have a longer life, but the women can drop dead. I mean, that's ridiculous. Therefore, it's gufa coming to tell me that in the same way men have this haftacha v'arichut yamim based on mezuzah, so too do women, and therefore it must be the terchayavot v'mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, well, what about sukkah? A sukkah is a mitzvah taseh shazman gorma. Dichtiv basukot teshvu shivat yamim. And that shivat yamim now is only, you know, at that time. So why in the world do we say over there that women nonetheless, which is mitzvah seh shasman gorma, and nonetheless, taima, the only reason that we say that women are potter, is because we learn out, katav rachmana kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshuv b'sukkot, to tell me ezrach is male, lo tziyat anashim. So that we learn from there that women are not chayavot b'sukkah. So therefore, if the Torah would have written the ezrach, it would have meant any ezrach, but it says ha-ezrach, it's mashma, once again, ha-miyuman shebe-ezrachim, we learn out in sukkah. Which means that the Zecharim are chayavim at Sukkah, women not. But we need that drasha. So in other words, what we're saying is essentially without it, women would be chayavot. Despite the fact, alavach, inashim chayavot, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma, why don't we learn it out from Tefillin? We need the miyut from Sukkah, from Ezrach, because sakatat chamina hol dichtiv v'sukot teshvu. And that teshvu we learn out ke'in taduru, so teshvu ke'in taduru, you have to live in the sukkah, the way you would live all year round. So just like when you live all year round, madira is always by definition ish v'ishto. Av sukkah should be ish v'ishto. And I would say, if the Torah is mechayev sitting in a sukkah, it can only be that the Torah wants women to be in the sukkah with, because otherwise it's not teshvu ke'in taduru. Kamash when the pasuk is rach, but nonetheless, Nashim are pturot from the sukkah. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different terence, and he says even though sukkah is a mitzvah saseh shasman gorma, itzrik, we still need a ezrach to tell me that women are pturot. Why? Because if it wouldn't be for the miut, I would have said sukkah taitachamina nelef chamisha asar chamisha asar mechagamatzot. Let me learn it out from the famous gezer shava, where we have chamisha asar in the chodesh. So just like by Pesach, we know that nashim are chayavot to eat matzah that first night of Pesach, as we saw earlier. So too, they would be chayavot in Sukkah. Afka nashim chayavot. Therefore, the Torah had to give me a special pasuk of Ezrach, tzricha to be mamayet nashim from Sukkah. Aye, what about Re'iyah? Hare Re'iyah, we're over there, we have a chiyuv. Leheraot v'yaltu upon Irekam. So over there in the Shalosh Regalim, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, that's a mitzvah saseh shasman gorma. And only because, the Gemara says, only because it says, Yera'eh kol zechurcha, and I darshan that, tekas rachman zechurcha, that means only zechurcha, not nikevecha, lotzi anashim. And if it wouldn't be for that zechurcha, I would have apparently concluded that Nashim are chayavot in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. How do you understand that? I thought of mitzvah saseh shasman gorma, Nashim are pturot by definition. And it says the Gemara, even though Re'iyah is a mitzvah saseh shasman gorma, itzrich, I need zechurcha. Why? Because if it hadn't been for zechurcha, sal kedai d'chamina nelev Re'iyah Re'iyah me'akel, I might have thought that I should learn out hakel. I would learn out the Re'iyah of the Chiyav on the Regolium, that I would learn out from this Gezeirah Shavah, which is a Gezeirah Shavah, and indeed in Chagiga, we learn out things from the Gezeirah Shavah. And so it's not that I would have thought we would make the Gezeirah Shavah, we do make the Gezeirah Shavah. So we have, by Hakel it says, Bevo Kol Yisrael Leira'ot. And by Re'iyah of the Moadim it says, Yera Eko Zechurcha. So I would say that perhaps we should learn out that the Torah is comparing, just like mitzvat ke'akel, we said earlier, that nashim are chayavot, and there indeed it says, beferish. So too, the re'iyah b'regalim, also I would think that nashim would be the chayavot. Therefore, I need zechurcha to tell me that you're potter. Es the Gemara, indeed. Adi afina mitvulin l'ptura, nelev misimcha l'chiyuvah. Instead of using tefillin as the model and say that tefillin prove that women are pturot from mitzvah taseh shasman gorma, let's say just the opposite. Let's learn out from the chiyuv of simcha that we mentioned earlier and derive from that lechiyuva, that mitzvot taseh shasman gorma, actually women are chayavot, in the same way that they're chayavot in simcha. V'chayavot in all mitzvot shazman gorma. Omer Abaye, Isha ba'ala mesamcha. The chov of simcha on the Isha is that the husband should be mesameach her as part of his simcha, or the bat, the father, will be mesameach. But that's not a valid raya that the women themselves would be chayavot in a mitzvah zatzei shazman gorma. So therefore, it doesn't serve as a proper bottle. Ask the woman, what are you going to say about an almana? Almana miyika, mayika lamema. I mean, there too it says, v'samachta, v'chagechatzon, v'ager, v'ayatom, v'almana. So you see that an almana is chayevet in simcha, even though she doesn't have a husband. So what are you going to say? That the husband is v'samcha. Answers the Gemara, when it says over here that the Torah is v'sameach, v'chayev v'simcha for an almana, it's talking about b'shruya etzlo. That over here, this is an almana that is living with someone who is caring for her because she's aniya. So over there, it's a mitzvah on him to be mesameach her with good clothing for the yontiv or a yontiv meal. Ask the Gemara, okay. But again, why do we learn out from tefillin that nashim are p'turot from mitzvah seshes man gorma? Let's learn out from hakel that we just saw over here. And Hakel is a mitzvah seshes man gorma. Nonetheless, nashim are chayavot, as we just said, because it's preferred nashim and nashim v'ataf. Answer the Gemara, because you can't learn out from Hakel to be mechayav. Mishum da'ave matzav Hakel shnei ketuvim avayim ke'achad. Because now we end up having two models of chiyuva. Matzah, as we just said, and Hakel. And therefore, chol shnei ketuvim avayim ke'achad ein melamdim. You can't bring a model of one of these cases, because then the obvious question is, well, if the case is really a model for all cases, why did the Torah have to come and teach you yet another chiddush and another case to be mechayev a woman? I thought the norm is it should be mechuyev. Therefore, it must be that we can't learn out from it. As the Gemara Iachi, if that's your problem, that you cannot learn from matzah and riyah to be mechayev, because there's shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, how can we learn out from tefillin to pater? Isn't tefillin v're'iyah, that over there women are pterized from re'iyah, we just said. Over there, because of zechurcha, nami shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, v'imelamdi. So we should no longer be able to make a klal that nashim are pterot, the same way that they are peturot from the tefillin and from the riyan. And it says, the Gemara, that's not considered to be shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad. Why? Because tzricha, I need both of those cases to tell me that nashim are peturot. But let's consider for a moment. Ikatav rachamana tefillin. Let's say the Torah won't have only written us the din that anisha is peturah on tefillin because of the hekesh the Talmud Torah. And it wouldn't have written Riyah at all. So what would I have thought? Hava bina nelef Riyah Riyah mihakel. Remember that we also have a kekesh of Riyah to Hakel, as we said before. V'ikad rachmana Riyah, if the Torah only wrote that Nashim, now are pturot from Riyah, and it wouldn't have written by tefillin, hava amina akish tefillin l'mezuzah, I would have said on the contrary, women are chayavot in tefillin, because we should compare tefillin to mezuzah. And therefore, tzricha, the Torah had to write both of these cases to tell me that nashim are pterot both from tefillin and from riyah. So now we make, now from the two of them together, we make the common denominator is, these are mitzvot aseh shazman gorma, and nashim are pterot, so too, nashim are pterot from all of them. As the Gemara, Yachi, but if that's the case, this teretz isn't going to do you much good. Because you're saying we can't learn out to be mechayev than mitzvah seshes man gorma from the case of matzah and hakel because of shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad. That's how you answered that before. But I could also make a tzrichasa from matzah and hakel and then tell you the common denominator is that women are chayavot in mitzvah seshes man gorma. He says, why? What's the tzrichasa between those two mitzvahs? Lamai tzricha. I mean, I understand what you're going to say. In that, Bishlama, and this I agree with you, that ikatav rachamana hakel, velo katav matzah, I would have said, okay, avamina nelef, let's turn out that they're pturais from matzah, from the gzer shavach hamishasa, hamishasa mechag asukot, and therefore they should be potter from matzah also, just like they're potter from sukkah. But on the other side, let's say it said matzah. So ela nichtavachwana matzah velo boy hakel. Why do we need to know from hakel? Va'ana amina, and I would say to myself, look, even in that case, tfalim, that means taf, are chayavim. Noshim lo kol shekein. So since the Torah says that they're chayavos, so you now have shnei ketuvim haboim keechad vein melamdim. So you could say the same thing over there. So says the Gemara, hey, nicha, I understand that I cannot learn from matzah and hakel together to be mechayev women in the mitzvah of seshes man gorma, because of shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, only lamandi omar in melamdim. That's if you hold the two psukim, you can't learn. But what about according to Mandi Omar, who says, Shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, you are melamdim. Ma'ik alameimar, why can't we learn out from matzah and hakel to be mechayev women in mitzvah saseh shazman gorma? And furthermore, the two mitzvah saseh, shelo hazman gorma, minolan, that nashim are chayavot. How do we know that women are chayavot in mitzvah that say, she'in hazman gorma? All you've showed me is that Nashim are pturat from mitzvah saseh, she'in hazman gorma. Oh, that says the Gemara de Yoli, if we learn that as a binyanah, from the din of mora v'aveim. Ma mora, just like the mitzvah of mora v'aveim, nashim are chayavot, and that we learn out from the mitzvah, from the pasuk, it says, ish mova viv tira'u, loshen rabin, which means to include both male and female. So, afko mitzvah tashay, she'elo hazman gorma, nashim chayavot. Why would we learn out from Meira that nashim are chayavot and mitzvah tashay, she'elo hazman gorma? On the contrary, Nelef, let's learn out that women are pturot from a mitzvah saseh shein hazman gorma, from Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah saseh shein hazman gorma, and nashim are pturot, as we learned out beferish earlier. As is the Gemara Mishum Davalei Talmud Torah, period of Arivia. Here we have two examples of a mitzvah which is not zman gorma, and nonetheless nashim are pturot. In which case, if there's two examples, it's shnei ketuvim haboim keechad. And it's shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, or shnei ketuvim haboim keechad in melamdim. Therefore, now we cannot learn over here from the din of Talmud Torah that it would be pottering a woman, because then I would say, so then why did the Torah have to tell me by period of Arivia? Must be that these are yotzim in a klal, but the klal would be normally a woman would be chayevet. Oh yeah, how about according to Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, who says that women are chayevot in period of Arivia? So where do you have shnei ketuvim haboim keechad? Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka d'omar al shneihem, on both the ish and the isha, who omer vayavarech otam Elohim vayomer lahem Elohim peru orvu loshon rabim, which explains that women would also be chayavot in period of Arivia. So according to Ma'ik lameima, he doesn't have now a second pasuk to say Talmud Torah and period of Arivia shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, because according to him, we don't have Puruvu as an example of that. On the contrary, Puruvu women are chayavotin. And therefore, we're back to our original question, that let's learn out from Talmud Torah that women are pturot from a mitzvah she'enazman gorman. And says the Gemara, she'enazman gorman. And says the Gemara, mishum da'avi Talmud Torah pidyon ha'ben, shnei ketuvim haboim keechad. Both of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs she'enazman gorman, v'chor shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, ein melamdim. Therefore, we cannot use them as models. And how about according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, who holds that women are chayavot in period of Arivia? So according to them, how does he know to be mechayev women in a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman gorman? You're going to learn it out from where? Meira ava'im. Why don't we say that now we have period of Arivia and meira ava'im, being shnei ketuvim haboim keechad, of mitzvahs asei she'ein hazman gorma, and nashim rechayavot, and therefore we should say ein melamde, only these two mitzvahs are mitzvahs asei she'ein hazman gorma, where nashim rechayavot, but otherwise nashim would be pterot of everything. And it says the Gemara period of Arivia and Meira Aveim are not considered to be shnei ketuvim haboim keechad. Why? because we need both of them. Tzrich. Because consider for a moment, Yikata Rachmana Mora. Let's say the Torah would have only said that women are chayavot and mora avei. V'lo katav v'piri v'rivya. I wouldn't have said what the din was in piri v'rivya. Ava mina. I would have said piri v'rivya, women are p'turesin, because of the comparison to v'kivshua. Peru v'vum miluat v'kivshua, amar Rachmana. And ish dako lichbosh. A man's derech is to be aggressive and to wage war. But so over there in Yischayim v'piri v'rivya, but in Isha she'ain da'kalich v'shlo, maybe she would be p'tura from piri v'rivya. That's why I have to tell you the pasuk. V'it katav piri v'rivya v'lo katav b'mora. So then I would have thought, okay, mora an ish sipek biyado lasot. He's in his own boss, and so mamela he has it in his power to be mechabit his parents, because he doesn't have the duty of taking care of other people's parents. So over there, but an isha de ein sipek biyadala asot, she has now the burden of her husband and what he asks to take care of. So then, maybe indeed lo, maybe she wouldn't be chayevet in the moravahim of her parents. Givan de ein sipek biyadala asot, since we understand that she's not in a position to do whatever she wants for them, so perhaps the Torah let her off the hook. And lo titchayev klau. So maybe even where she is p'nuya, she won't be mechuyevet. Therefore, tzricha, we now need the Torah to tell us the chiyav of nashim, both in piri v'rivya and in mora avaim. But we're able to learn out from there that indeed these are models and they're chayavot in all mitzvot asei shelo azman gurman. Says the Gemara, okay, hey nicha, we cannot learn from Talmud Torah and Puruvu or Talmud Torah and Pidina Ben. To pot the women from a mitzvah, says Shalom Azman Gorma, because we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad. That's only according to Man Yomer, who holds that Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad indeed means that you can't learn out from them. Ein Melamdim. But if you hold Laman Yomer, that even Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad are Melamdim, my Ikala Meimar, why do we not learn out indeed from Talmud Torah and Puruvu, or Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, if you argue about the Puruvu, that the halacha is that women are pturot from mitzvahs asei shelo azman gurma. Therefore, says the Gemara Omarova, you should know that papunu yadi letamid hamilta. People from Papunya, they have a Kabbalah and they understand where this all comes from. Umanu, by the way, who am I referring to? When I say papunoi, I'm referring to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov has, in fact, an analysis. Omar Kro, v'haya lecha la'ot al yadecha, ulezikaron bein einecha, leman tiyeh Torat Hashem bepicha. So that means, ukshe kol ha'Torah kulo l'tefillin. This means that tefillin is defined as the model in the Torah itself. Ma tefillin di'ot al yadecha, lezikaron beinecha, or mitzvat aseh shazman gur ma, and nashim are pturot, afko mitzvat aseh shazman gur ma, nashim pturot, because that is serves as the model here. And umin mitzvat aseh shazman gur ma, nashim pturot, mechal de mitzvat aseh shein hazman gur ma, nashim chayavod. We can also learn from the fact that the Torah compared all the mitzvahs to tefillin, that dafka, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman gur ma, that women are pturot in. The implications of mitzvah say shalom is man gurma, nashim are chayovot in. Of course, all of this is only true if you hold that tefillin is indeed a mitzvah say shalom man gurma. So the whole discussion becomes moot if that's not true. And that indeed we will discuss in tomorrow's daf.